Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Experience the unconventional,
evening, boss.
The unpredictable,
what's happening?
And the completely unorthodox,
exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee, the late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Good evening, Ian.
Good evening.
Good evening, what you got?
Cannabis. You say it's got no medicinal purposes whatsoever.
Right, could you call us back on a decent line?
Yeah.
Thanks very much. Let's go to Keith. Hello, Keith.
Hello.
Hello, Keith.
Hello, you two.
Hello, Keith.
Caught me on one of the words there, yeah. It's Cineworld, Keith.
Oh, hello. The spoiler alert, yes.
Oh, I knew you'd say that. Yeah. Yeah, you shouted at me for that. I'm not going to do that tonight.
Oh, thank God for that.
I've been to see Hereditary. I've been looking at it for a couple of weeks.
No spoilers.
Yeah. Okay.
I won't spoil it at all. Just
tell us what happens in the last 10 minutes.
No, I don't.
I'll
tell you who's in it. It's a family. The mum was in. Who played in Sixth Sense?
Can I just stop you there? You're going to tell us the. You're going to outline the story for us.
Yeah, and Gabriel Byrne's in it. It starts off.
Okay. Right. I mean.
That's not.
That's what he did last time.
I'm not going to spoil it for you, but I'm going to tell you exactly what happened.
This is what happened. That's what he did last time. And he told us the twist, and he said, I'm not spoiling it for you. And someone else who'd seen the film tweeted, and he went, that's the twist. I'm not spoiled it for you, have I? By telling you what happens, have I spoiled it for you?
Can I spoil spoilers for you? What happens in spoilers is... People tell you exactly what happens in a film, so there's no point seeing it.
Have I spoiled it for you by telling you twist in film? No, that's not spoiler.
Keith.
That's not spoiler. I've not spoiled it for you, have I? But by telling you that he's dead and he's a ghost? No, I've not spoiled it for you, have I? Oh, I won't do it again. So there we go. We're going to get loads of boring calls about dope. But if you're going to call in, you know, have the decency to not be driving.
And if you're on your third spliff, best not, eh?
It doesn't have medicinal qualities, the properties. Medicinal means healing. It can calm you down and it can...
Therapeutic, perhaps.
Yes! Therapeutic, but not medicinal. If we're going by the definition of the word, and I think we ought to. 03-444-499-1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. You're very, very welcome. I didn't spoil film for you, did I? By telling you what happens? No, that's not but I've seen it and that don't spoil it for me.
What it is, right? Oh, Keith.
Oh no. Spoiler alert for your next phone call, Keith. You'll probably get cut off if you start telling us the plot of a film. How's about them apples? Ay, ay, ay. Well, we filled the first hour.
With what?
With anger and pith. With anger and pith. We've got another 2 hours to go. And because do we know what happened at Southgate yet? Phone Oh no, we'll phone them up after 11. Although they might be shut then. We're just going to phone up the Rom the Gate, the delightful curry house. You know what's just around the corner from South? You know what's in Southgate? Probably 200 yards.
Metropolitan Police latest update.
Yeah.
latest, 41 minutes ago, Southgate Station has been examined by specialist officers. It appears at this stage the cause of the explosion was a battery short circuit.
Now, because some people are saying online it was an e-cigarette battery.
Well, people online are not the Metropolitan Police. Ooh, I'm going to go with the Metropolitan Police for now. For now.
Yes, Keith.
Oh, hi. Yeah, no, I just think, I don't know, a bit unkind, really.
You were going to tell us what happened in the film,
no,
Keith.
No, not at all. I was going to share.
All right, away you go then. You tell us. You tell us what you're going to tell us.
Just basically the synopsis of the film, not what happened.
Okay, go on then.
It's
around, starts off around the death of the grandmother and the funeral.
Yeah.
Mum stands up to give this eulogy, and it's a complicated relationship she's had with her attachments, and there's been death in the family. And basically, it goes on from there, and there's contact with a dead person. Basically, that is sort of revealed. So I'm being very careful here not to give anything away and get overly paranoid.
Okay.
But it really captivated me, to be honest with you. Mark Kermode actually rubbished it, but it got 5 stars on the various sites, and I'd recommend it. I think it's a real gripper, and I'm very well worth a watch.
What happens in the end?
Yeah, very funny. Very funny, yeah. And they're very, very good to check out Northern Acts. And why don't you two come up north and do...
Keith, I'm Mancunian.
you cover it up very well.
Well, she
cover
does.
It up, how
rude. From in Manchester.
Why?
Now you're getting Mardy with Keith. You were very, very rude to Keith.
I mean, you're Salford, which end?
Salford.
I'm from Salford.
Well, Keith, we're coming to Manchester on July the 28th and doing a live show.
I didn't know that.
July the 28th.
Were you at the Lowry?
We're at the 3 Minute Theatre.
Afflecks Palace.
Oh, yeah, yeah. My daughter,
Would you like to come and do
All
right, I will give you one free ticket, right? If you want any more, you've got to buy them. You've got to buy them. Your name will be on the door. But to earn that ticket, you have to come up on stage and spoil 3 films for us.
I've only done it once.
Sorry? You admit that you did it! You admitted it!
Yeah, but I didn't this time. But I do want to say, go watch your editor.
All right.
Like they said, there's no actual daft jump moments in it. It's well worth a viewing.
All right, Keith, hopefully we'll see you on July the 28th. Your name will be on the door, fella.
I'll have a look for that.
Thank you very much indeed. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. This is the Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
It's great, isn't it? It's great. If you've never seen The Ruttles, man, you haven't lived. 03-44-499-1000. It's the Late Night Alternative with myself, Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle on Talk Radio, weeknights from 10. You can listen on DAB, you can listen online, or you can download the app. I'm off from tomorrow. Catherine is hosting for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Monday.
Yeah.
With Katie Puckrick as your co-host. Mm-hmm. And it'd be good. And people can watch it on your Periscope, at Flippin' Kath. Flippin' with no G, Kath with a K.
I'll make sure I charge my phone up.
There we go. Look at my setup.
I haven't got a long charger.
You can borrow mine.
Can I?
Yeah. And remind me to give it to you after the show. And you'll be able to watch it on my YouTube channel as per usual. And people can call in, I'm guessing.
Yeah, of course they can.
Yeah, it's the same old rubbish.
Same old thing. On Thursday, I booked a guest.
Have you?
Yeah.
Flipping egg. You're doing some production.
Last week, I started listening to something. You know Keith and the Girl? Yeah. Well, you know, you're about to
going
to
be
them
on their show on Sunday. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was listening to one of their old podcasts, and there was a comedian on there called Caitlin Bailey.
Yeah.
And she is one half of a two-woman team who do a podcast called The Oldest Profession.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
About sex workers.
Secondly, you're not going to have three women on the radio at the same time, and it's not the big ass women's
hour. And I was thinking about it, and I thought, oh, is it going to sound too much like a women's program? And I thought, how many programs do we have where we've got three blokes talking to each other?
All of them.
And that's not men's issues.
No, also, and you know, I mean, it's not going to be specifically about shoes and periods, is it?
No.
It's just going to be the same old rubbish.
It's about this one in particular, is about sex work and the history thereof. It's like really mucky, horrible history.
And I don't get the thing of, I've been saying for ages and ages and ages, years, that there should be more women on the radio. I don't care if they've got a dick or a vagina. As long as you're good, that's all I care about.
Yeah.
And also, actually, I quite like people that aren't very good as well sometimes. But that's all I care about. Someone who's got some stories and can relate and can communicate. I say, I don't care what's going on in your pants.
I think we're going to... Well, there's not an awful lot going on at the moment. But it's going to be a laugh, mostly. So, don't switch off just because it's not Ian, please.
But
if you really miss Ian, please tweet him as such.
Tweet me and say that she's not as good as me.
And if you are saying I'm better than Ian, don't at him.
No, don't at me. Here's the thing, because genuinely I think you're brilliant and I will be listening to this. Some of this I'm going to be able to catch live and some of it I won't. I'll have to listen again. But the trick is, dear listener, can you get that other caller back? He's just disappeared. The trick is, dear listener, when you go away, is you want someone who's not quite as good as you. And
you've got your wish.
Well, no, I've got someone who I think is on a good day, is sharper and funnier than me. Imagine.
Shut up.
Shut your face. Shut your face, mofo. So that'll be tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, and Monday. And there'll be podcasts as per usual. Same old, same old. You'll kind of get the vibe of the show. Onwards and upwards for tonight. 03444991000 is the phone number. We were going to have Sir Tony Robinson in the studio, but we were worried there'd been an Islamic bomb. That's where everyone's mind goes to when there's an explosion. Everyone thinks it. And I know we've got a problem with, on a slightly different scale, but we do have a problem with extreme right-wing terrorism as well as Islamic terrorism. But
yes, the 1 year anniversary of the Finsbury Park.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And of course, the murder of Joe Cox and things. And it happens less often, but it happens. But whenever there's an explosion, first thought, Islamic extremism. First thought. So in many ways, they're winning. Those Islamic extremists are winning because it's already created the division and the thought of, oh God, not another Muslim terror. You know, that's the thing, and that's the knee-jerk reaction. And you can't fight a knee-jerk reaction. What you can do is sit back and wait for the facts. Funny how a lot of people who were displaying the flag of St George and also have the hashtag Free Tommy Robinson were calling it out as a Muslim bomb quite quickly on Twitter. Quite quickly.
I think sometimes, unfortunately, it's wishful thinking, isn't it,
yeah,
for them?
Yeah, it is.
Because it proves what their prejudices are telling them.
Right. Flipping it. Where's that? Right. We'll go to Chuck Winkle. Try and get him back one more time, but otherwise he can get knotted. Good evening, Chuck Winkle.
Hi, we have the car by. You like...
Okay, I couldn't quite understand that, mate.
That way I guess to slow it down a little bit.
Yes, please.
You all right?
I'm all right. I'm coming to America tomorrow.
Yeah.
Will you be in?
Well, I'm over here when the sun shines deep, so just
Florida.
No, New York.
Oh well, I'll be in New York tomorrow night, 8 p.m. New York time. Maybe we could meet up.
Fairly busy. The thing is...
I'm here until Monday.
Well, that's why I've been ringing in tonight. I wondered if you wanted some commentary on the moon landing that's happening right now.
What the? The moon landing?
We're NASA in partnership with SpaceX and we're sent a rocket up.
It's going now, is it? Because I know that in America there's the Kids in Cages, which, by the way, is a great name for a band. It's a great idea for a TV show. I'm just saying. And also, America's just said it's pulling out of the United Nations Human Rights Treaty.
Who needs that?
Who needs that? But you're saying that there's also a moon landing taking place.
Right now, they're on their final approach. They took off from Cape Canaveral.
Okay.
It's about taxi. Shall I carry on?
Yeah, please do. Cape Canaveral.
Right. So it was a successful launch this morning from Cape Canaveral.
Hang on a second. Hang on. I can't understand what he's saying.
He sounds like he's... Are you all right, Chuck? Are you okay?
I got to speak quite low down because it's...
Because you might wake your mum.
No, but it's very serious business, actually.
Okay, just we can't hear you very well.
Right, I speak slowly.
No, it's not a case of speaking slowly.
It's actually a case of speaking too slowly.
It's a case of you've got to enunciate the words. It's kind of like that. It's going to run the rock on the rocks in the moon.
A cowboy.
John Wayne, big fella. Big cockers, big balls, John Wayne, big my bum.
There was a successful launch from Cape Canaveral this morning.
That's better.
With astronauts Jim McCain, Alfie Pilot, and Penny Robinson.
Alfie Pilot?
Alfie Tyler.
Alfie Pilot?
Tyler.
And Penny Robinson.
He was the pilot, ironically.
And his name was Pilot?
Alfie Tyler.
Alfie Pilot. And he was the pilot.
Right.
And Penny Robinson.
Penny Robinson represented all the women.
Penny Robinson from Lost in Space? Wasn't she Penny?
Well, a coincidence, actually. But no, yeah, it's not that. No, not there. They were launched in their little rocket ship this morning from NASA's base in over there on Florida's Cape Canaveral.
Okay.
And they currently 3 miles from moon.
Hey, that's brilliant news. When do you think they'll land?
About 11:30 UK time.
Okay. What will happen, Chuck? Will you be able to call us back and give us an update?
Yeah, if you like. Yeah.
We got no other calls, mate, so I'm happy to take
this
a punt.
A big news event, we should be covering it.
Yeah, the mainstream media, the MM, is not covering this, Chuck.
No, well, it's prejudice.
Yeah, exactly, they're prejudice. Well, okay, well, shall we call you back in 15 minutes?
Yeah, sounds right, cowboy. Yeah, do that.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. Golly gosh, that really is exciting. They've kept that one quiet. 03444991000. This is the Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio.
Moonlit musings from mums, madams, and meat packers.
Oh, never mind, I must have misheard.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
The station's brilliant.
On Talk Radio.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, I'm Jamie East. Now, as well as being on Talk Radio every afternoon between 1 and 4pm, I've just started a brand new podcast that I wanted to tell you about. It's called Talk Film. We've got interviews with the big stars like Martin Freeman, Tandy Newton, Josh Brolin, loads of them. And also all of the reviews of the week's big releases. There's a new episode every Thursday, available through Apple Podcasts and your favourite podcast app. Just search for Talk Film and give it a whirl. If you like it, please hit that subscribe button.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000. We'll have the latest in about 12 minutes from Chuck Winkle on the American moon landing. It's a show, kind of, we were going to have Tony Robinson in, and then me and Kath made the decision, grown-up decision, the wrong decision.
Yeah, but a grown-up decision
It was a grown-up decision, but it was wrong.
Well, we're glad it was wrong.
We are glad it was wrong.
Not because it meant that we don't see Tony.
We cancelled to Tony Robinson because we thought Islamic extremism was on the rise. Well, it is on the rise.
No, we couldn't be sure what it was, and so we wanted to be cautious.
We thought it was a bomb at the train station, but it wasn't, thank God.
It could have been.
Thank God. But it does mean that, it does mean that indirectly ISIS have struck a blow because it's buggered up our show. Even though there wasn't a bomb, and it was probably just a battery of something, that's what the police are saying. We don't know if it's a station battery, or people on Twitter are saying it's a battery for a vapist. And boy, oh boy, if it was a vape battery, I'm going to come out and I am going to murder every vapist.
I think it's time to round all those guys up.
I've got no time for vapists anyway, but if you had a battery that went off, you guys are dead to me. But so because we thought it was Islamic extremism, we cancelled to Tony Robinson in case we had to focus on that story. Turns out it wasn't, right? It was an idiot. Well, so is Islamic extremism. Anyway, let's get into that. But it does mean that ISIS have won. We cancelled a knight of the British realm from appearing on the radio, putting out his left-wing propaganda. Mm. And instead, we've mentioned Islamic extremism about 30 times.
Yeah.
So ISIS... John Paul, George and Ringo, Dave D, Dozy, Beaker, Mick and Titch, the Dave Clark Five, all those guys over there.
Sporty.
Yes.
Scary.
They're mostly
scary, aren't they?
They're doing the cooking and having babies, those guys. Oh, right. We don't let the ladies go out there. They're busy getting sexually abused and being chained to beds and forced to have babies to make the next generation of soldiers. That's what's happening with the women. It's not, you know. I'm sorry to say that, but it turns out ISIS ain't equal opportunities. It just isn't. And anyone who's thinking of going and joining it...
You should know that.
Yeah.
You should know that.
You should know that. So anyway, they've won, is what I'm saying. Game over. Let's go to Kevin again. Good evening, Kevin.
Oh, hello.
Yes, Kevin.
Well, I've just been listening. I don't know who Dejan Mekovecevic is, or if I've pronounced that correctly.
I can almost definitely say you haven't.
Oh, so how would you say his name?
I don't know who you mean.
John Malkovich?
I don't think that's what you said.
Emmanuel Macron?
Okay. Well, what have you called him for this second time?
I can tell you what a micron is, but no, I'm not a macron.
Okay.
I might have had a milligram or two of wine. I'm sure you've picked up on that.
I want to die.
I wanted just to ring in.
Yes, Kevin.
Say, I wanted just to ring in.
Yes.
And come up with what may sound like a stupid idea.
It will do, coming from you, Kev. Yes, go on.
I'm sure it will. I was thinking about a donor dating website.
A donor dating website?
Yeah. Now, straight away, somebody might say, how can you laugh at that? You know what I mean?
No.
What I mean is...
Wait a minute, what are they donating?
Pardon?
What are they donating?
Well, this is what I'm saying. Everyone would have to do a profile because dating sites now are getting more popular. I myself, I'm one.
You are one?
On one.
You are on one.
It's available, girls.
Sounds like you are on one.
I am registered to a dating site.
Grindr? What is it? What is your dating site called?
Well, this is what I'm saying to you. I'm sure there could be a dating site, a website introduced on the internet.
Yes, they do. Most of the dating sites are on the internet.
Yes.
Yes.
So why not have a donor dating?
Because it doesn't mean anything. You've not explained the concept.
Well, if people have got an illness, and they register and fill out a profile or fill in a profile, however you want to, you know.
I'm beginning to work out why you're single.
Persona,
yes.
Your own persona.
Yes, persona.
And then... people on there may recognise your condition or symptoms of it.
So you're, it's sedate doctors?
No, anyone with any...
Right, so I go on there and I say, hey, my name's Ian, I'm getting divorced, I'm 45, 6'4", slim-ish, but putting on a bit of weight, sort of the dark hair, but going a bit silver fox. Oh, by the way, I need a new kidney. I'm looking
and
today...
And I'm looking and I go, oh, I'm about to die.
Yeah.
Have some of mine.
No, well, no, but then I'm going, I don't want to go out with a dead bird. Oh, what I'm looking for is someone not too young. I would go as low as 33, but 33, either 33 to 38, or I'm still aiming up for the older woman, 52 to 62. But if you're 62, you've got to be really good condition. I would, and you've got to be ideally short, about 5'6".
Just remind me which of the organs you're interested in.
Short, dark hair. Not much of a boob man, but I don't mind them. Like a nice bum and a functioning kidney that you don't need. Message me for dialysis and sex.
And maybe more.
Like, it's like Netflix and chill. Dialysis and life saving. Is that what you mean, Kevin? Have we got it?
Well, it didn't take you long working me out, did it?
So have I got it right, Kevin?
Did you put that on your profile, Kevin? Because I would edit that.
It isn't quite written out like that, as in depth. However, what was on about?
I'd go on there looking for ladies who want a sperm donation. You know what I mean, girls?
No.
Yeah!
God. Come on, please, let me finish this.
Well,
can I just get this out before you cut me?
He's doing a sperm donation.
Let him finish.
Yeah! Is that finish off? Okay.
I'm using my best hand with my mobile phone here, so please, can I just finish?
I wish you would.
Basically, I'm thinking, you know, there must be people midlife who just can't get out most nights. Or
I don't understand the donation part of it, you strange, dull man.
Well, you could end up on that type of dating site with a partner, right?
Yes, yes.
With who you may never, ever, ever, ever be able to help out by donating any part of your body to your loved one. However,
yes,
right.
I'll go away for him.
I've had some temporary donations of organs.
But they've tried to insert it themselves, have they? Every which way but
loose. I don't believe they were surgeons.
Flippin' heck. Roger says, quite rightly, hopefully all these rubbish callers tonight means that Catherine and Katie will get good ones tomorrow. You would think so, Roger. The law of statistics would imply that, but unfortunately, it doesn't always work like that.
Stimulating nightly emissions guaranteed to open your eyes and your mind.
Oh, my word.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Righty. Let's just phone up Chuck Winkle and get the latest on the moon landings. Hello? Hello?
Who's that?
Hello, is that Chuck Winkle?
Yeah, speaking.
Hello, Chuck, it's Ian Lee.
Why? It runs that way. I got a lot of phone calls at the moment. I don't know where it was.
We spoke to you about 12 minutes ago and said we'd phone you up now.
Right, yeah. I'm so too busy looking at bloody moon.
Is now a good time to talk or...
Yeah. We're good. Just about the first round of... If you want to be around the action, it's the time and the place.
Okay. Well, why don't you talk us through what's going on? So there's just remind us who's on the spaceship.
We got Jim McCain. He's the navigator.
Yeah.
We're pilot Adam Allen Tyler.
Okay. Yeah.
And from representing all the ladies out there, it's Penny Robinson, first chief officer of a flight going to the moon.
Okay. Literally, again, not really getting a lot of these words, but...
Starlight.
Okay.
Right.
So they're landing on the moon now, are they?
The rocket dubbed Trump One has been separated from its main booster for around half an hour now.
Okay.
And it's just making its way up to the moon. And flight chief operator Jim McCain is looking at it, going, yet. Probably going to land there on that little crater. And Alan Tyler has gone, yep, turn rockets on them.
Okay.
Penny Robinson just filing the nails.
Penny Robinson's just filing her nails, is she? Wow.
Looking quite beautiful.
You can see all of this, can you?
We've got it on its television, it's the screens.
Okay, yep.
Mission check for T-minus. Right around seconds to landing.
Okay.
It's tense, isn't it?
Oh, look. Looking quite good, though. And then, momentous occasion for the United States.
It's the first moon landing in quite a long time, isn't it, Chuck?
Since way back in 1967, actually.
I think, I think the first one was in 1969, and if I've got this right, the last one was about 1973?
Yep, Nigel Armstrong and his crew of 10 men.
Okay, well.
Landed on the moon. Yeah. And it's been a long while because they haven't had enough petrol.
Okay.
They'll get back up there.
Okay.
And they took about T-minus 20 seconds okay. now to touchdown.
Okay.
Guarding them in. And, recovering from cystitis.
Okay, let's not, just try not to get personal here. So, why are they going to the moon, Chuck?
Well, why not?
Okay.
Cranberry juice, by the way.
Turning it round.
Turns out cranberry juice is actually a myth.
Oh, well, it's worth it, maybe.
Well, it's a myth. You think it works for you. It's a placebo.
Oh, okay. Well, okay.
But no, you know it's a placebo. It can't work.
It's landed.
Okay, well, that's great,
thanks
Chuck.
Very much.
Thanks very much for that, Chuck. Really appreciate it. As long as we know it's all safe. Good. Okay, we got that.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.